We'll begin with prayer. Lord Jesus, help us to know, to trust that you are the greatest sure thing we will ever have. Amen. A philosopher once said he would believe in God just in case. Just in case there really turns out to be a judgment day with eternal consequences for everyone, heaven or hell hanging in the balance, he would play it safe. He would cover his bets. He would acknowledge the existence of God just in case it happens to be true after all. That does not sound like the voice of confidence to me. We don't believe in the gospel of Christ just in case it happens to be true. No, our faith is based on established fact. Good news. The revelation of truth. And for that reason, it really is meant to be a strong, confident trust at all times. Well, maybe we're starting to hit a nerve here. Is this the way we are feeling this morning? Do you have a strong, confident trust in Christ? We look inside of ourselves naturally, hoping for the sign of that. But sometimes, more often than we care to admit, my faith, yours, seems rather weak. A small thing, a desperate hoping. We have to be like that man who said, "Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief." Because our faith has alongside of it feelings of uncertainty and even doubt. What shall we do with this problem? Should I stand here for 5 more minutes and tell you to believe more strongly? Let's understand something about Christian faith. You don't believe in your ability to believe. At least you shouldn't, because there's no such thing as human ability to believe. Your faith is not based on your faith. It's based on Christ, who truly is this solid foundation on which Christian faith stands, even firmly. And if our faith needs to become stronger, then we get the strength from Him. Let's go to the encouraging words of our text and discover the best assurance. Jesus is the one who gives you great confidence, as we learn from 1 John 5. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. I come back to that question. Where do we get the certainty? Where do we get the confidence of eternal life? It seems like such a bold thing to say it out loud. I'm sure I'm going to heaven when I die, or when judgment day comes, whichever is first. I am sure that I'm saved. Do we say that about ourselves? Are you confident of eternal life? I said confident, not self-confident. There's a big difference. The certainty, the confidence of eternal life comes from the one who gives it, not the one who receives it. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. Now let's be clear. It takes some very hard painstaking, sacrificial work on God's part to get people covered with sin ready for heaven. You and I need to be cleaned up in spotless condition before we could ever set foot in God's house. You need a perfect record. The kind of record where every commandment is kept, every sin is gone. You know you don't have that. But that's where Jesus comes in to the rescue. He makes it happen. He fulfills every requirement in your place. He paid for every sin you've ever done or will do. And that ends up meaning this: He purchased your ticket into heaven. That's the certainty. How does John put it? God has given us eternal life. Do you hear the past tense there? The present tense there? Eternal life is said as a present fact. It's not just a gift for the future. Eternal life, already given. We even experience it right now. We just call it by a different name. We call it spiritual life. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." So we can use Jesus' words and know that as believers, eternal life has already started. We experience it right now. It's essentially life with God on the basis of a family relationship. God claims you as His child and leads you to call Him Father. He even gives you part of the inheritance, the forgiveness of your sins, which you get to use in many ways to deal with the fear of death, to eliminate the fear of judgment, and yes, to have a stronger faith in Christ. The forgiveness of sins even gets us to think about other problems differently. If God solved my biggest problem, oh, He can handle that situation or that situation. As a child to a parent, you even have the confidence to go and say, "Lord, take care of this. Here's my need. Here's my trouble." This life with God right now, we experience by faith, not by sight. And yet that faith is based on certainty. It's based on the certainty of work already done, what Jesus did for you. It's based on the certainty of grace. God gives it as a free gift to unworthy people. It's based on the certainty of truth, clearly said, written down for you. "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." If you need a stronger faith, use the Word. That's where the certainty grows, because the Holy Spirit's busy causing your faith to grow stronger, keeping it from crumbling under pressures of weakness or doubt or anything the devil may try to erode it away. Paul says in Romans, "Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand." There's certainty. Jesus makes it sure. Jesus gives you great confidence for the life that now is and the life that is yet to come. Amen. Join me in closing our devotion today by singing the first two stanzas of hymn 427, the first two stanzas.